Hello everyone. Welcome to the voice of Mushfiq, and I am your host, Mushfiq Munjer. Welcome to this podcast, where we dive into the world of books and bring you all the latest and most popular information before you even pick up a book. Join here as I review and summarize the most talked about books, giving you a sneak peek into their storylines and characters. Whether you're an avid reader or just looking for your next great read, this podcast has something for everyone. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and get ready to discover your next favorite book with me. I'm your host, Mushfiq Munjer, and today we're diving into Trust by Hernán Díaz. This novel, which won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, delves into themes of power, wealth, and truth against the backdrop of turbulent 1920s New York. The story revolves around a Wall Street tycoon, Andrew Bevel, and his daughter, whose marriage intertwines with dubious ethics and financial intrigue. Hernán Díaz is an Argentine-American author known for his critically acclaimed debut novel, In the Distance, and his second novel, Trust. Díaz was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and later moved to Sweden before eventually settling in the United States. Hernán Díaz is a writer whose work transcends borders and challenges readers to reconsider their understanding of history, identity, and the American experience. With his distinctive style and unparalleled storytelling skill, he continues to captivate audiences around the world. Hernán Díaz's Trust is a literary masterpiece that defies categorization, blending elements of historical fiction, adventure, and psychological thriller into a spellbinding narrative that captivates from the first page to the last. Set against the backdrop of the American frontier in the mid-19th century, Trust follows the enigmatic journey of a young man named Håkan Soderstrom, who escapes the brutal confines of a Swedish immigrant ship and finds himself adrift in the vast and unforgiving landscape of the West. As he navigates a treacherous world populated by outlaws, pioneers, and indigenous peoples, Håkan grapples with questions of identity, belonging, and the elusive nature of trust. Díaz's prose is nothing short of breathtaking, evoking the rugged beauty and inherent danger of the frontier with stunning precision. His meticulous attention to detail brings the landscape to life, immersing readers in a vividly realized world that feels both hauntingly familiar and utterly alien. At its core, Trust is a profound exploration of the human condition, exploring themes of isolation, redemption, and the search for meaning in an indifferent universe. As Håkan embarks on his quest for freedom and self-discovery, he encounters a cast of unforgettable characters whose lives intersect in unexpected and often devastating ways. What sets Trust apart is Díaz's masterful storytelling, which unfolds with the precision of a finely crafted puzzle. Each chapter reveals new layers of complexity, drawing readers deeper into Håkan's journey and the mysteries that surround him. As the narrative builds to a breathtaking climax, Díaz delivers a gut-wrenching conclusion that will leave readers reeling long after they've turned the final page. In Trust, Hernán Díaz has crafted a work of staggering ambition and unbridled imagination. It is a novel that challenges conventions and defies easy categorization, leaving an indelible mark on the literary landscape and cementing Díaz's reputation as one of the most exciting voices in contemporary fiction. In Trust by Hernán Díaz, the characters are intricately woven into a web of wealth, illusion, and conflicting narratives. Let's delve into their lives. Andrew Bevel. Oh, Andrew Bevel, the novel's Midas-rich protagonist, is a New York financier and creator of trusts. His fortune skyrockets by anticipating and shorting the financial collapse of 1929. The press paints him as a vampire, a vulture, or even a pig, a man whose hand manipulates the invisible hand of the market one. Oh, Andrew's fascination lies in investment, not luxury. Despite adopting the trappings of wealth, he remains tethered to the thrill of financial maneuvers. Mildred Bevel. Oh, Mildred, Andrew's wife, is an enigmatic figure. Her brilliance and complexity emerge through conflicting accounts. Oh, in the novel's first book, Bonds, she is portrayed as Helen Rask, wife of investor Benjamin Rask. Mildred's character is based on Andrew and appears in subsequent sections of the novel. Oh, a music lover and philanthropist, Mildred's life is cut short by cancer. Her presence lingers, casting shadows across the narrative. Benjamin Rask, Harold Vanner's creation. O Benjamin Rask, modeled after Andrew Bevel, is the protagonist of the novel within the novel. In Bonds, he navigates the tumultuous stock market crash of 1929. O Rask inherits his father's fortune and business, but his true passion lies in investing. His prescient trades earn him a reputation as an investing savant. Oh, he marries Helen Brevoort, a fellow reserved soul. Their shared personalities and their flight from fallen wealth shape their story. Helen Brevoort Rask. Oh, Helen, Benjamin Rask's wife, hails from an old money New York family. Their fortune dwindles, leading them on a European tour to escape ignominy. Oh, tutored by her intellectual father, Leopold, Helen's early years are filled with joy. However, Leopold's obsession with an esoteric theology disrupts their idyllic bond. O. Helen's mother, Catherine, eventually commits Leopold to a Swiss psychiatric hospital, leaving Helen to grapple with her past and present. So, the first question is, how does Diaz explore trust in the novel? Financial trust. Oh, the novel's central theme revolves around Wall Street and the stock market crash of 1929. Andrew Bevel, the mogul, thrives on financial speculation and the trust placed in him by investors. Yet, this trust is precarious, a house of cards ready to collapse. O. Diaz exposes the fragility of financial trust. Investors, like gamblers, place their faith in the unseen, hoping for dividends. But when the market falters, trust evaporates, fortunes crumble, and illusions shatter. Narrative trust. O. Diaz employs a multi-layered structure with interconnected manuscripts. Each narrator, Andrew, Mildred, Benjamin Rask, offers their version of events. Readers grapple with conflicting accounts, questioning whose truth to trust. Oh, the missing pages in Mildred's diaries become a metaphor for the gaps in our understanding. Whose narrative can we rely on? Whose voice is authentic? Marital trust. Oh, Andrew and Mildred's marriage is a delicate dance of secrets and half-truths. Their bond, once strong, frays under the weight of ambition and illness. Oh, trust erodes as Andrew dismisses Mildred's brilliance, reducing her to a footnote in his autobiography. Their relationship becomes a microcosm of the larger themes at play. Self-trust and deception. Oh, characters grapple with self-deception. Andrew's obsession with wealth blinds him to Mildred's genius. Mildred, in turn, conceals her true self behind veils of illness. O. Diaz invites readers to question their own narratives. Can we trust our memories, our perceptions? Or are we all unreliable narrators? Trust in illusion. O. the Manhattan skyline, both real and imagined, symbolizes the allure of illusion. Andrew's wealth is built on smoke and mirrors, much like the city itself. O. Diaz's playful exploration of trust mirrors the Gatsby-like excesses of the era. We trust in dreams, even when they crumble. Second question is, how is New York City portrayed in Trust? In Trust, Hernan Diaz paints a vivid and multifaceted portrait of New York City across a century of change. The metropolis, both a beacon of the future and a repository of nostalgia, emerges as a central character in the novel. Let's explore how Diaz captures the essence of this iconic city. The capital of the future. Oh, New York, with its towering skyscrapers and bustling streets, embodies progress and ambition. It is the epicenter of finance, where fortunes rise and fall like the tides of the Hudson River. O. Diaz's prose, like the city itself, is electric. Through perfectly formed sentences, he captures the relentless energy of New York, the heartbeat of a nation hurtling toward modernity. Oh, interconnected lives. O. Trust weaves together the lives of its characters against the backdrop of New York. Andrew Bevel, the Gatsby-like tycoon, hosts lavish parties where he remains elusive. His wealth and illusions mirror the city's own contradictions. O. the metropolis becomes a stage for ambition, deception, and the pursuit of dreams. Diaz deftly unravels certainties, revealing the intricate dance between trust and betrayal. O. Financial illusions. O. Wall Street, the beating heart of New York's financial district, plays a pivotal role. Andrew Bevel's ascent, his ability to fake it till you make it, mirrors the city's ethos. The 1929 stock market crash, The central heist in the novel amplifies the stakes. Odiaz exposes the fragility of trust in the world of finance. Wealthy individuals, like Bevel, guard their narratives fiercely, fearing scandal and loss of control. Oh, narrative layers. Odiaz's structure mirrors the city's complexity. The novel unfolds through interconnected narratives, fiction, autobiography, and memoir. Each layer deepens and destabilizes the others. Oh, New York, too, is a palimpsest, a canvas where stories overlap, leaving traces of memory and desire. Oh, nostalgia and change. Oh, citizens of New York are nostalgic by nature. Amid progress, they cling to memories of old neighborhoods, vanished landmarks, and lost loves. Oh, Diaz captures this tension, the yearning for what was and the anticipation of what lies ahead. New York, like Mildred Bevel's missing diary pages, conceals as much as it reveals. How does the city change over time in trust? In Trust by Hernan Diaz, the city of New York undergoes a metamorphosis, a dance between progress and nostalgia. Let me paint this transformation for you. The Roaring Twenties. Oh, the novel opens in the 1920s, a decade of excess, jazz, and skyscrapers piercing the heavens. New York City is a beacon of ambition, where fortunes are made and lost. Oh, Andrew Bevel, our Gatsby-like protagonist, thrives in this era. The stock market soars, and the city pulses with energy. Trust is a currency traded on Wall Street, and illusions shimmer like champagne bubbles. Oh, the crash of 29. Oh, the Great Depression casts its shadow. The stock market crashes, fortunes evaporate, and trust fractures. Andrew's empire teeters, and the city's skyline darkens. Oh, Diaz captures the fragility of trust, the moment when the invisible threads holding society together fray. Oh, post-war rebirth. Oh, the novel spans decades and New York rebuilds. The war ends and the city reinvents itself. Skyscrapers rise anew and the promise of prosperity lingers. Oh, Andrew's financial maneuvers continue, but trust remains elusive. The city's streets echo with stories of immigrants, artists, and dreamers. Oh, the 1980s and beyond. Oh, Diaz's narrative leaps forward. The city grapples with gentrification, crime, and the AIDS crisis. Trust becomes scarcer, replaced by cynicism and skepticism. Oh, Andrew's legacy endures, but the glittering facade cracks. The skyline morphs, old landmarks vanish, replaced by glass and steel monoliths. Oh, the present. Oh, Diaz's prose captures the city's pulse, the subway's rattle, the aroma of street food, the hum of ambition. New York remains a character, both steadfast and mutable. Oh, trust, like the city, evolves. It's no longer blind faith, but a calculated risk. The skyline, now dotted with cranes, symbolizes resilience and reinvention. As we wrap up, remember that trust isn't just about money. It's about relationships, power dynamics, and the stories we tell ourselves. Whether you're a fan of historical fiction or intrigued by complex narratives, trust invites you to question everything. Thank you for joining us on Literary Insights. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, keep reading, keep questioning, and keep trusting.